The Church of the Immaculate Conception's story began on Sunday, March 8, 1857. The local parish priest, Father Moore, proposed the building of a new church at a meeting in the chapel house. According to local records, his call won a response that was in a manner unprecedented in the annals of chapel building in Ireland, with many parishioners subscribing £50 to £100 each, which were considerable sums for the day. Designed by F. W. Caldbeck in the Gothic style, the church had its foundation stone laid on Sunday, July 5th, 1857, by His Grace Paul Cullen, Archbishop of Dublin. Coins of Pope Pius IX and of Queen Victoria, along with an inscribed parchment, were placed under the stone, and the church itself opened in 1863. It may be possible to enter the church, depending on the time of your visit. If it is possible to enter quietly and without interrupting a service, you can admire some of the fine craftsmanship within. The stained glass window over the high altar is a particularly beautiful and unusual feature of this church. Designed by Thomas Early and installed in 1857, the window honours patron saints of the parish and the Catholic Church, rather than depicting biblical scenes. On the left, you will see Early's depiction of St. Lawrence O'Toole, patron of the Dublin Diocese, with the Immaculate Conception, patron of the parish, to the right of that. Moving rightward, you will see St. Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, and St. Patrick, patron of Ireland. After exiting the church, you will see the Presentation Convent.